the church say amen. Say amen again. Happy New Year to you all. Virtually to those on YouTube are listening this morning. Bring you God's greeting from the Word of God and from this servant that will speak to you very briefly this morning. Give an honor to God who's ahead of my life, to my brothers in the gospel of proclamation of the gospel. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. To our deacons on this board who have served diligently across 2022 and through the congregation who were gathered here this morning, to this wonderful choir who sing out of their hearts this morning. I say hallelujah, happy new year to you. And God bless you, and God keep you this morning. Well, just a little while ago, we served Christmas Day. And we know why Jesus came down through 42 generations. This sermon is about him coming the first time and his next coming. I don't know about you all, but I've lived to see a number of Christmas days and holidays and all of that in there, and I praise God for being here this morning. It's not a done deal that I'm here this morning, but it's through God's grace that I'm here this morning, standing in the need of prayer, standing behind this sacred desk this morning. Church, I don't take anything for granted. I give all praise and honor and glory to him who's the author and the finisher of my faith. Can anybody say amen this morning? But I'd like to thank you all for coming out this morning. I want to say to you Buckeye fans, we tried hard. We put up a good fight. But we lost 1 point. You can say amen. I know that you, how you felt. I know how you felt about it. But sometimes we win and sometimes we lose. Am I right about it? Well, let's get down to the message this morning. Those who have your Bibles, you can turn to the gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter, 1 through 10 verses. And Reverend Allen hit it this morning. My subject is a new beginning will be more than enough. I say that again, a new beginning will be more than enough. And as we read from the Bible, it says on your screen, most surely, from the New King James Version, I say unto you, he who does not enter by the sheepfold, he does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way. The same is a thief and a robber. Amen. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. Amen. 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 Jesus says, I am the door. He explained that to him. If anyone enter in, come by me, he will be saved. And will go in and out and find pastures. The 10th verse says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I have come that they may have life. And they may have it more abundantly. New beginning will be more than enough. You may take your seat in the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, let me decrease that you might increase. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I'm just a mail carrier, dear Lord. Carrying the mail this morning for this blessed congregation. I pray they will hear your cry, pity every groan and fitted for the sky. To serve this present age, my calling to fulfill, made all my powers engage to do my master's will. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Now the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 2:1 through 3, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus and our gathering together to him. That's what we're doing this morning. We're gathering together to hear the word of God. The word said, we asked you not to be shaken in mind or troubled. Paul is speaking here. John is speaking here. Either by spirit or by letter, or if from us as the day of Christ had come. Amen. My brothers and my sisters in the gospel of Matthew, the 24th chapter, that whole chapter, I say I have gone over that chapter. Maybe sometimes you can read it later on. The disciples asked Jesus these words about the end of the world and the coming of judgment. Amen. And I can remind you all this morning how things are, how things have happened. I never thought I would see the fact that while we send our children to college, that we look for them to come back after they finish. But it was not so the other day. Young man stabbed 4 college students to death. What a terrible tragedy and a travesty. In the latter days, these things are happening. Can I get a witness this morning? The signs and the times of the end coming of the days and the coming judgment. Amen. The signs of his coming, judgment, and the symbols of the end times. Amen. And this is what he said to them. Take heed. Don't let anyone lead you astray. Amen. I don't care what the world says, church. Listen to what God said and take heed to what he says. Can I get a witness this morning? I haven't lived this long for nothing. I've seen many changes come in my life and in others' life. I've seen wars and rumors of wars come. And they got one now, my brothers and my sisters. Don't make sense. Don't make sense for a lot of people to get killed for no reason at all in a battle that don't concern them. Amen? But that's the signs of the last days. And this is what he said. Don't let anybody lead you astray. Can I get a witness this morning? Saying, I am the Christ. Amen? Yes, and that's what they'll say sometimes. People will say anything to get their point across. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. He's what he said. Don't be troubled about it when you hear these things. But these things have got to come to pass. Amen? Yes, anybody hearing me this morning? Yes, but the end is not yet, church. The Bible says nations shall rise against nations, kingdom against kingdoms, famines, earthquake in diverse places. Amen? Ain't these things happening? What about all of these floods we've seen in these latter days? Amen? Can I get a witness? All these fires and this snow that hit New York, 60 people dead over snow. I know a lot of people want to see a white snow. I want to see a white Christmas. Thank you. I want to see a white Christmas. But some of them received a black Christmas. Can I get a witness this morning? I'm just trying to tell the truth this morning. Here's what the word says. These things are the beginning of troubles. I want to tell the church, trouble don't last always. I'm a witness of that. Trouble don't last always. Can I get a witness? He said, the word said, these things are the beginning of trouble. You shall be delivered up with great tribulations, and you might lose your life. It's not a done deal. You don't know what's going to happen when we walk out. Somebody take a gun and shoot us down. Am I right about it? The 10th verse talks about a whole lot of people turn against one another. Am I right about it? People turn against one another. A whole lot of people in the wrong way, living in the wrong way. And because of sin shall be multiplied. The love of many will wax cold as icebergs. Amen, somebody. But he that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. And this gospel, and this gospel, and this gospel, I can't say it enough, and this gospel, I'm going to say it again, and this gospel shall be preached in the whole world for a testimony. I'm a living testimony, if you want to look at it like that, until all the nation, and then the end shall come, good God Almighty. My brothers and my sisters, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away come first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. A new beginning will be more than enough. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. You're more than enough for me. You're more than enough, Lord, you're more than enough. Lord, you're more than enough for me. Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer. By your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Shammah, oh Lord, you're with me. You're more than enough. Oh Lord, you're more than enough. Lord, you're more than enough for me. Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer, and by your stripes I've been set. Oh Lord, you're with me. You're more than enough for me. You're more than enough. Lord, you're more than enough. Lord, you're and enough for me. My brothers and my sisters, a new beginning. What I say about a new beginning will be more than enough. Because Jesus Christ will come. And my brothers and my sisters, the world in front of us is nothing like the world behind us. Can I get a witness? Paul is speaking to the Thessalonian church, 2:1-3. He said, now, brethren, concerning of our Lord, coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our gathering to him, we ask you not to be shaken. I ask you this morning to be in the Lord. Give him praise. Ain't he worthy? Can you give him some praise this morning? Give God some praise. Don't be shaken up by every whim or every wind of doctrine that comes, by anything anybody say. Don't be shaken up. But listen to what God says. For his commandments are true and just. And what he says, he'll stand on what he says. And what he says is going to come true. Am I right about it? So don't be shaken by what the world says, but what Jesus says. Max Lucado, I read a lot. Max Lucado says in his books, fearless, not so in haste. My heart, have faith in God. And wait, although he lingers long, he never comes too late. He never comes too late. He knoweth what is best. Vex not thyself in vain until he cometh. Rest until he cometh. Rest, not judge the hours that roll. The feet that wait for God as soon as at the goal. As soon as at the goal. That is not gained with speed, then hold thee still, my heart. For I shall not wait his lease. Somebody say amen. Church, Jesus speaks in a parable or similitude that was used in custom of the east in taking care of the sheep. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Most surely speaking about men as creatures. And that's what he said. Depending on their creator. That's what I do. And I get up, I depend on my creator for me to move and have my being. And I don't take nothing for granted because I can't make my heart beat. Am I right about it? It's God that put my blood through my veins and get me on my feet. I've been doing it a long time. And I ain't tired yet. Can I get a witness this morning? I depend on him as my creator. Y'all going to help me this morning. And they are visualized and called the sheep of his pastors. Amen. Church, all of God's children are called his sheep in his pasture. I wish I had a prayer in church this morning. Somebody ought to give God some praise this morning for this brand new year that you didn't know you were going to be here. Can I speak to you very candidly this morning, church? That's all I can do, speak from my heart and tell you what God says. The church of God and Christ in the world. And that's what it is in the world, this sinful world, is as a sheepfold exposed to backbiters and wickedness, deceivers and haters that don't have a clue what the Christian life is all about and what the Christian walk is all about. Am I right about it? They got to come and investigate and see what we do. What we do is give God praise. Am I right about it? I ain't ashamed to praise him for what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. I've been in the wilderness, church. I walked through the valley of shadow of death. I fear no evil, for God is with me. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness this morning? I wish I had a praying church. Watch this now, watch this. The great shepherd of the sheep knows all that belongs to him. If you belong to him, he knows you and you know him. Am I right about it? As the eastern shepherd went before that sheep in order to them in the way of that step. He ordered their steps. That's what he does. Can you say amen? Amen. Church, we as ministers, I'm speaking to my brothers right now and those who are not here. We as ministers must never give up. Never give up. even when they don't want to hear us, ministers. They don't want to hear us. Amen. We must, by the power of the Holy Spirit, serve the sheep in that spiritual concern. And our need to the church be lifted up. The songwriter said, if what? Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he'll do all the drawing to him. Am I right about it? He'll draw them to you. I know I'm right about it. In this unfriendly world, amen? Can I speak this morning to the other Israel? That's what we are. The other Israel coming out of bondage, headed to the promised land. I don't know about you, but I'm bound from the promised land. Or who will come and go with me, I'm bound for the promised land. Oh, I'm going to get there. I don't know when or how, by the grace of God and his Holy Ghost, I'm going to get there. Because I'm convinced the new beginning will be more than enough. Somebody ought to catch on after a while. Because nothing can ever separate us from the love of God, amen? Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither our fear for the day, our words about tomorrow, amen? Not even the power of hell can separate us from God's love. Romans 8:38. Amen, somebody. Amen. Church, the Spirit of Christ will observe their shepherd. That means I know when I see him. I ain't saw him in person. But I felt him. I know he's alive. Because he talked to me this morning. And I told him, I said, Father, thank you for what you've done for me. You put food on my table and a roof over my head. When we had that 9-degree below belt, you gave me heat. Dear Lord, you gave me some heat. I had a little food on the table. And I just rocked back in the bosom of Abraham. Can I get a witness this morning? So the church, the Spirit of Christ will observe that shepherd. And be cautious and of strangers. We know when a stranger comes, am I right about it? Who will want to draw you from the faith in him to fancy about them saying, here's what they say. Where was he when I needed him? Where was he when I was sick? Well, I ain't going to believe in nothing I can't see. Whole lot of people who hear the gospel just don't understand it because they will not. They will not. But we can rest assured that the gospel preaching will find one scripture expounding upon another. Grace to grace. Hallelujah. And the blessed Spirit will make known the blessed Jesus. Amen. Y'all going to help me this morning? Somebody, I got to close this thing out because we got communion Sunday. Christ is the door. Yes, he is. And what great security do we have between the door and all of our enemies? That's why some of us put extra added door strength to our homes to keep what? The enemy out. Yeah, can I get a witness this morning? He is a great mediator between God and man, amen, and the church. Watch this. We have precious promises to everybody that watch and pray and seek his divine direction. He said he would never leave us alone. Y'all believe that? Yes. Not forsaking us, amen? He is a father, and the father in him, amen? Whom the father sends, he sanctifies. Whom the father sends, he glorifies. Who the father sends, he magnifies. Who God sends, he quantifies. And so by his divine power, he can do many miracles. Y'all gonna help me? He's able to defend his sheep, amen, against all of our enemies. Give God some praise this morning. No weapon formed against our God and against us will prosper. Glory to God. He has all power. I'm about to close now. Wonder-working power, healing power, saving power, cleansing power. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Amen, somebody. I'm trying to close this, but I keep thinking about how Christ cares for his church. And the new beginning will be more than enough. Somebody help me pray. I'm trying to tell every believer that those can be saved. This is your day. He cares for you and the church. Amen. Just as the great shepherd cares for the flock. Amen. He expects the church and every believer to wait on him. and staying as pastor. What do you mean, preacher? I mean, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. Sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get weak. Sometimes I get worn. But through the storm, through the night, lead me on. Take the light. Take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me on. If you lead me through the valley, that's all right. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. And the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. And hireling runs away. He ain't going to stay because he don't care nothing about the sheep. But the Lord will give his life for the sheep. He don't care for the sheep. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd and I know my sheep. And I know them by them, amen. Do you know him? Do you love him? Is he the God of your salvation? He said he could lay down his life for the sheep and take it back again. Can I get a witness? In Acts 3:2b, he led as a sheep to the slaughter and like a lamb before his shearer, so opened not his mouth. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Amen. We are like sheep going astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid down on him his iniquity for us all. The new beginning will be more than enough. Amen. 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 Y'all want to know how I got here? I'll tell you how I got here. It was God's grace. His wonderful grace. That's how I got here. It's God's grace. It's how I made it. I made it. I made it. Anybody want God's grace? It was God's grace. His wonderful grace is sufficient for me. It was God's grace. His wonderful grace. It's God's grace. That's how I made it. I made it by God's grace. His wonderful grace. It's God's grace. His wonderful grace. It's God's grace. It's how I made it. You can make it by God's grace. And you can take it by God's grace. If you can take it, it's God's grace. That's how we'll make it, by God's grace. You wanna take it, by God's grace. It's 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 wonderful. So you don't have to wonder how I got this for. And by his wonderful grace, it's sufficient for me. I've been through many dangers, toils, and snares. I already had. Grace had brought me this far. And grace will lead me on. God bless and keep you. The door is open.